Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, if you would like to ask a question, press star one on your touch-tone phone. I would also like to inform all parties that this call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Michael Cook. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Thank you, and welcome, everyone. This is Michael Cook, Chief of the Census Bureau's Public Information Office. I'd like to welcome you to today's briefing on the Census Bureau's President's Fiscal Year 2016 Budget Request. Today, we'll be hearing from Census Bureau Director John Thompson and Associate Director for Administration and Chief Financial Officer Joanne Crane. After the presentations, we'll open up the phones for Q&A. Before we begin, just some quick ground rules in respect of time to let you know that questions will be taken from media only. You'll be able to have one question and one follow-up question. And also, I ask that the questions pertain to today's presentation. And if you have any other questions about things here at the Census Bureau above and beyond that, you can always reach out to the Public Information Office at 301-763-3030 to set up an interview or to submit your inquiry that way. And also, just real quick, I'll be brief. On census.gov, if you want to have access to the presentation today, please navigate to the newsroom, and once you get there, you can click on the Press Kits tab. So without further delay, I'll introduce to you our director, Mr. John Thompson.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you to everyone on the call. We're delighted to talk to you about our 2016 budget. I'm going to pick out a few of the highlights and talk about them briefly, and then Joanne Crane will be talking about them in some detail. So let me start with the 2016 budget for the 2020 census. This is a very important year in our planning for the 2020 census. In 2015, we received the funding to begin planning an entirely new census that will basically fundamentally change the way in which census have been taken. I'll say just a little bit about that. Previously, in fact, in every census since 1990, we have mailed out a questionnaire to our address list, mostly households. We have then gotten those questionnaires back in the mail, and we have sent them out for a very, very large – what was not sent back in the mail for a very, very large and expensive field operation, which, because we have a large number of staff, we have never been able to equip them with a device, and so it's been a paper and pencil management operation. So for this census, we're planning to make the Internet our primary response option, and believe me, I'm not saying everybody will have to respond by the Internet, because we know there are some households that don't have access to the Internet and will need a paper questionnaire, but we believe a lot of households will respond by the Internet. We plan to draw on the just incredibly growing industry in the geospatial world, so we don't have to prepare our geographic materials ourselves. We believe that there are great opportunities to buy these from companies that are constantly updating these products for the United States. And importantly, we believe that we can really use automation to totally re-engineer the way in which we collect information from those individuals that don't self-respond. However, the important point to note here is that these are going to be entirely new census procedures, and we really have only 2 years to develop all the systems that we're going to need to carry this out, and that's in 2016 and 2017, because we need to do a complete end-to-end test of all of our systems in 2018 so we can be then prepared to go live in 2020. So we'll say more about that in the call. I should also mention that one of the really exciting things for us in the President's budget is that it's establishing an administrative records clearinghouse at the Census Bureau. We've been doing a lot of research on administrative records, and we're really looking forward to that. And finally, we conduct a five-year economic census, and for the first time in 2017, we are going to do this all electronic. So that's very exciting to us, and again, the 2016 budget helps us prepare for that. So having said that, I'm going to turn it over to Joanne Crane, who will go into more detail.
Thank you, John. As you can see by the agenda, we'll go over first an overview of the FY16 requests, some more detail in our initiatives and 16 program changes, and we'll end with briefly with our new budget structure and a budget table. As you can see by the next slide, our total request for FY16 is $1.5 billion. That's $278 million for current surveys and programs and $1.2 billion for periodic censuses and programs. We have several significant investments in 2016. One of the key initiatives is the 2020 census. The Census Bureau plans to conduct the most automated, modern, and dynamic decennial census in history. We have the potential to save approximately $5 billion compared to the cost of repeating the 2010 census design in 2020. But we have to invest now. We have to design operations and build systems in FY16 to prepare for an end-to-end test of operations and systems in FY2018. FY2016 is the second year of our Census Enterprise Data Capture and Processing Initiative, which will consolidate costs by retiring unique survey-specific systems and redundant capabilities. These will be replaced by a single, integrated, and centrally managed program built on a shared services model. Our requested increases for the American Community Survey will support our ability to add back key operations that will strengthen the quality of the data produced by the American Community Survey. Our requested increases for the Geography Program support our ability to conduct a re-engineered address canvassing operation for the 2020 census. The proposal for the Administrative Records Clearinghouse is a great example of how the Census Bureau can capitalize on its strengths and provide value added to help state, federal, and local governments make evidence-based decisions, as well as provide data for effective program analysis. Work on our re-engineered 2017 economic census begins in earnest in FY2016, with investments supporting 100% electronic data collection. Within the 2020 census budget, our first request is for funding supporting the re-engineered address canvassing. Our efforts to re-engineer address canvassing operation for 2020 have the potential to save approximately $1 billion compared to a repeat of the 2010 model. In FY16, the Census Bureau will conduct a test focused on the implementation of address canvassing, including processes used both in the office and in the field. We will test a new enterprise tool to validate Census Bureau's address and spatial database and to transfer this information to our Mass Tiger database, which includes both addresses and routes. The next aspect of the 2010 budget is optimizing self-response. Our efforts to optimize self-response in the 2020 census have the potential to save $548 million. Our tests in FY16 will focus on how people respond using the internet, mobile devices, the telephone, and paper questionnaires. The tests will determine how best to use targeted communications and partnerships to reach historically hard-to-count populations. For the first time, the Census Bureau will test the use of cloud-based infrastructure to host its census questionnaire. We will refine methods to process responses in real time without a unique census-provided identification code. Responding without a census-provided code represents a giant leap in convenience to the person responding. We will develop new methods for assisting respondents as they complete their questionnaire. We need to ensure we can deal with the volume of potential requests for assistance. We will explore whether calls from people with questions about the census can be routed to enumerators in the field rather than handled in large, centrally located call centers. We will also look at non-telephone-based options like web chat. We will start the 2020 census, we'll start the communications and partnership program, including the communications plan, advertising campaign, and the website. We are developing the partnership program to work with external stakeholders to elicit options and strategies for gaining their support and communicating the importance of responding to the 2020 census. Using administrative records is the next aspect of our budget request. Our efforts to reuse the data that people have already provided to the government or third-party sources has the potential to save approximately $1.2 billion. In FY16, our testing will focus on non-response follow-up and will further develop methodologies related to using administrative records. The test will determine the end-to-end flow of administrative record data through the Census Bureau system. Testing in FY16 is critical to reducing risks associated with completeness and data quality when using administrative records. The next aspect of our request is funding to re-engineer field operations. These efforts have the potential to save $2.3 billion compared to a repeat of the 2010 model. We must use technology and automation more effectively and efficiently to manage the 2020 field work. We will build an operational control system that manages tasks and makes decisions that have historically been made by humans, decisions like how and when to make case assignments and when to make contact attempts. We will also continue work on computer-based training. We will study a management structure that uses a ratio of fewer supervisors to field staff and depends on instant communication through devices. The test will employ applications for recruiting and administration, such as online job application and web-based applicant, personnel, and payroll management. In FY2016, the Census Bureau must also focus on areas beyond the four key decisions that are critical to conducting and managing the 2020 Census, no matter what the design. Planning for enumerating persons within group quarters, such as prisons, dormitories, nursing homes, and homeless shelters. Planning for enumerating persons in Puerto Rico and the island areas. FY16 will focus on reengineering quality control. For the first time, the Census Bureau will use data collected during the enumeration interview, such as time and length of interview, and GPS points to conduct quality control and take immediate corrective action when necessary. This funding also supports tribal, state, and local governments through the redistricting program and the local update of census address program. FedCap. The Census Bureau is moving to a smarter, more cost-efficient way of managing core information technology aspects of censuses and surveys. The Census Enterprise Data Collection and Processing Program will streamline data collection and processing systems, ultimately saving taxpayers money. The SEDCAP program will develop a suite of systems and supporting infrastructure to handle data collection and processing for more than 100 surveys and 3 censuses within the Census Bureau. In FY16, the main focus of the SEDCAP program will be delivery of several groups of systems in preparation for the 2017 economic census and the 2020 census decennial deployment. We will also continue preparation and planning efforts aimed at ensuring that systems within the decennial test environment are sufficiently scaled to handle the estimated census workloads. The American Community Survey. In FY16, our budget proposed restoring operations in the field that are aimed at ensuring the quality of the entire ACS data set and enhancing the respondents' experience. We will restore an operation in which we contact respondents whose responses contained incomplete data. We will fund training that is designed to reinforce respecting the respondent and clarify field procedures. Finally, we are restoring funding for field observations. This helps us to clarify survey interviewing techniques with our field workforce and reinforces to them the need to treat respondents with respect. We will also work to reduce respondent burden by continuing the ACS content review and researching new, less burdensome data collection procedures. This budget proposes to terminate the 3-year ACS data product. The Census Bureau would discontinue this product. Every community in the nation will continue to receive a detailed statistical portrait of its social, economic, housing, and demographic characteristics through other American Community Survey products. Specifically, the Census Bureau will continue producing annual estimates for communities of 65,000 or more, and communities of all sizes, including the nation's smallest, will continue to receive updated 5-year rolling averages each year. Geographic support programs. As I've already mentioned, a potential $1 billion in savings is possible by eliminating the need to walk every street in America to generate a definitive list of addresses and map updates prior to the 2020 census. This depends both on the work in the 2020 program as well as work by our geographic support staff. We are requesting funds to increase our field work to update addresses in rural areas. We are finding ways to use imagery to identify areas undergoing rapid change. This will help us determine the right areas for in-field address canvassing operations during the 2020 census. We are looking at ways to use commercial data and administrative records to fill gaps in the data we already receive from the Postal Service and in areas where we do not have partner-supplied data. Finally, we will update the addresses and street maps for Puerto Rico. The master address file in Puerto Rico has not been updated since 2010. The Administrative Records Clearinghouse. The federal government has many programs designed to help individuals and businesses, but lacks readily available resources of data that researchers can use to analyze their effectiveness. The strategic reuse of administrative data collected by government programs can provide powerful new insights and evidence for sound decision-making. The Administrative Records Clearinghouse will create an infrastructure that permits timely and high-quality program evaluation via the Census Bureau's research data centers and potentially other secure protocols. The resulting data resources will promote the Federal Statistical System's mission of providing quality, unbiased data to support reasoned and disciplined decisions. The economic census. The economic census needs to evolve and adapt to keep pace with the dynamic U.S. economy, including new product and industry classifications. We are planning to implement a census with 100% electronic response and leverage enterprise systems. To achieve gains in data quality and usefulness, we will implement the North American Product Classification System and the 2017 North American Industry Classification System. These will allow us to link for the first time industries and the products they produce. In FY15, we suspended the Information and Communications Technology Survey to afford an increased sample in the Population Survey Annual Social Economic Supplement to ask a health insurance coverage question in two ways. In FY16, we propose reinstituting the Information Communications Technology Survey and continuing to ask only the revised health insurance question in the supplement to the CPS. The new question provides an accurate baseline for the 2013 to facilitate the assessment and the impact of changes from the Affordable Care Act that was implemented in 2014. Results from two separate national tests of the new question in 2010 and 2013 showed that the new method captured health insurance coverage better than the old method. Based on test results and more than a decade of research, the new questions were included in the 2014 CPS. This year, a parallel sample collecting the old health insurance question will provide the ability to compare health insurance coverage over time, as well as compare the health insurance coverage for the population between the old and the redesigned health insurance question. The 2015 parallel sample will complete the bridge between the old time series and the redesigned questions. And going forward, we will only need to ask the redesigned question. The Center for Enterprise Dissemination Services and Consumer Information. The Census Bureau has begun a multi-year innovative effort to transform and expand the dissemination of census content led by a new collaborative Center of Dissemination Services and Consumer Innovation. It will empower data users to find, to access, to connect, and to use data in ways that better their lives and their communities. And it stimulates economic invention and growth. It builds upon SEDCAF's enterprise approach for data collection. Customers demand new ways to access products, services, and support. We must be innovative in using customer engagement experience and metrics to improve customer-facing operations and make data-driven decisions. To those of you familiar with the census budget, you may have noticed a change in the presentation. This change is budget neutral and designed to make our budget easier to understand by Congress and our stakeholders. Cooperative agreements. To accelerate our research efforts, the Census Bureau is seeking cooperative agreements authority. This is a type of grant authority where researchers and federal employees work consistently throughout the life of a research project. An example, with Cooperative Agreements Authority, we can accelerate our research to develop ways to collect data from businesses while reducing the burden to those businesses. Through partnerships with researchers at universities and nonprofits, we can find new methods to deal with unstructured data. Ultimately, this kind of research could result in increasing the frequency and detail of our economic data. The census is part of a larger effort to extend the time period that our funding is available in support of research and evaluation. This pilot, along with the Cooperative Agreements Authority I just mentioned, would strengthen the Census Bureau's research programs. The last slide is a budget summary with estimates that accompany the programs I've just described.
Thank you, Joanne. I'd like to remind everyone as we begin to open up the lines for questions by readying yourself in the queue by dialing star 1 that we will be taking respective time questions from media only, and also we'll take one question and one follow-up question per affiliate or per outlet. Just wanted to let those that are on the line who aren't media know that if you do have a question pertaining to this topic, please reach out to the Census Bureau's Public Information Office, 301-763-3030, and we'll entertain your questions there. So without further delay, operator, do we have anyone in the queue? Operator?
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to get in the queue for the questions.
Our first question comes from Matt Carmichael with Livability.com. Go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, Matt.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well.
So if you're proposing to cut the three-year ACS data, and say you are a mayor of a small to mid-sized city or a county administrator, city manager, someone along those lines, doesn't that impact their ability to measure the changes their administrations are making in the short term, especially in terms of things like income and employment and equity and for minority groups?
We have other subject matter experts in the room with us today, Matt. So I just want to introduce to you our Acting Associate Director for Decennial Programs, Lisa Bloomerman, and she'll address that question.
Thank you so much for the question. I certainly appreciate your interest in our data products from the American Community Survey. I think the key point to remember with the data products from the American Community Survey is that all areas of the country will have five-year data products available. And with that, they'll have the full range of socio-demographic and socioeconomic information available about their community. So in terms of looking at small area geography, small population groups, the American Community Survey was designed just for that very purpose. And the product that was designed to best meet those needs is the five-year data product, and that's the product that will remain available. So everyone will still have access to that data.
Thanks for that question, Matt.
As a follow-up, with the five-year span, we're looking at, you know, when you're coming in and out of a recession, for instance, you can have years that are going to kind of skew the sample. And with the three-year, you at least get a tighter, you know, range of data. So don't you foresee that there would be a negative impact if the three-year goes away?
Sure. I certainly appreciate the perspective and the question, but again, I think the point is that we do have the five-year data product available so that those 5 years are represented and the data actually are very robust because we have the 5 years of aggregate data rolled up. So while you would have had, and we did have the three-year product previously available, that only represented 3 years of data. It was a smaller time period, but certainly the sample was not as robust as that which we aggregate for the five-year period.
Thanks for that question, Matt. Operator, do we have any other questions?
I show no additional questions at this time, but again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. One moment, please.
And while we're waiting for other questions that might come in, I wanted to remind everyone that for access to the slides from today's presentation, go to Newsroom and then click on the Press Kits tab. And then also our next 2020 Census Program Management Review will be on April 8th. And just like our previous one, it will be streamed live. And currently we do have available our previous reviews online, and look for more details in the coming weeks. Operator, any more questions?
There are no questions.
Well, before we get off the phone and conclude today's briefing, I just wanted to make sure that everybody saw the most recent blog from our director, talks specifically about the fiscal year 16 budget and highlights and points directly to the infographics that we've displayed in today's presentation, three infographics on the 2020 census. I'd like to thank our director, as well as Joanne Crane and Lisa Blumen, for making themselves available today for this briefing. And I'd like to thank everybody who dialed in and remind everyone that if you do have questions or didn't get a chance to ask your question, please contact the Census Bureau's Public Information Office by dialing 301-763-3030. Again, thanks everybody for joining us. This concludes today's briefing. Goodbye.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.